As we begin this third presentation on our study of Daniel's chapter 10 through 12, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit would guide and direct in the study that we're undertaking at this time, that you'd give us clarity of this history that's covered in these verses in Daniel 11, and that we would come to understand them in such a way as to realize that they're part of the message that you'd have us to relate to in these final hours, the message that finds its fulfillment in the last six verses of Daniel 11 that identify that probation is about to close for Adventism and for the world, and that you've set things forth clearly for those of us that would understand, that for those of us that would seek and search out your truth, and that we need to bring our lives into agreement with this truth and be about sharing these things with others. So please be with us in this study, guide and direct the thoughts that are conveyed and the ideas, and let them be thoughts that are from you and not from me, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister called me 3-4 days ago, and she brought up the subject of the glorious land in verse 41 of Daniel 11. She had heard a presentation on it that was different than she'd understood that I presented, and she wanted to discuss it with me. And as we discussed it, I told her that one of the concerns that I'm having about this presentation is that as it is sent out month by month, it's taking quite a bit of time to go through these verses in these three chapters, and it seems to me that it might be difficult to hold the entire presentation together when it's spread out for such a long time in our mail-outs. But she also said that she believed that at this time what should be presented to God's people is the current events that are taking place in the world in conjunction with Bible prophecy. And I agree with her fully, and that's one of my struggles with this presentation is this particular study, at least the initial parts, have to do with setting a foundation for the last few verses of Daniel 11 and addressing Daniel 12 clearly and decisively. And in reality, the verses that we're looking at should be nothing more than review for Seventh-day Adventists. Unfortunately, from my